A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November 25th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about complaints by the opposition National Constitutional Assembly that the public broadcaster, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, is giving unfettered access to its airwaves to First Lady Grace Mugabe and snubbing other political parties.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5960-13860 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
We are mainly citing the issue of the rallies covered by ZBC, addressed by the First Lady. We feel that they've been overdoing it. And besides that, we are also wondering in terms of how much ZANU-PF is paying to ZBC for them to do that coverage. So as MCA, we are quite not pleased in terms of this bias coverage. So we're just raising it with the chief executive officer of ZBC to say that we really believe that there's no one in Zimbabwe.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about complaints by the opposition NCA party that there is a bias at the national broadcaster, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation, or ZBC.
The NCA has condemned the ZBC for alleged biased coverage and working to further the interests of the ruling ZANU-PF party. The party is accusing ZBC of giving uncensored coverage of the First Lady's rallies.
And of course, the NCA is also condemning the ZBC for doing what it is calling unconstitutional. Opposition parties and even the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, have also called for reform at the national broadcaster. But of course, we also don't want to be accused of bias, Gibbs. Mm. So we did call officials at ZBC, and we managed to talk to one of the senior officials there who spoke on condition of anonymity. He said that Zimbabweans must know that Mrs. Mugabe is the First Lady, and such she has access to the national broadcaster. And he also said that she is also doing, apart from those gathering, of course, there's the distribution of tractors, mm-hmm. Which the ZBC official said is government business or something that is close to that. The tractors that she is distributing that were secured by Zimbabwe from a government-to-government agreement by Brazil. Of course, opposition parties are also complaining that those tractors must not be distributed at what they are calling a political rally. Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. We are also on WhatsApp, and our WhatsApp number is 001-202-465-0318. We're also on Twitter and Facebook. Yay, as Chauvin Voigt.
Hongo, nasi ama dzadiwa tauti tinge tichi taura nezve mashoko akatumirwawo kuZBC nebato rinopikisa NCA iro rinoti harisi kufara kuti amai Grace Mugabe vari kupuwa nguva yakawandisa pavanenge vachiita misangano yavanoti ndezve matongerwo enyika zvisinei nemabasa ehurumende asi vachiti vamwe vanopikisa kana mapato omunyikawo haasi kupuwawo mukana iwoyo vari kuti iwo veNCA izvi karamba zvichiitika vachati vanhu vasabhadhari maresinesi avo nekuti pasi pemutemo ZBC inofanira kuita zvinhu zvinenge zvichidiwa nevanhu isina divi rainorerekera sezvo mari yeZBC ichibva muhomwe dzevanhu nemitero yavo Gibbs
yevombe zuruvandava ndingachona njani lapet kona tinangapa siyaphila sibili okumangalisayo yeyi lamhlake sixoxa ngokwenziwa ngunkosikazi Grace Mugabe osokwenze ukuthi abanye abantu bakhonone ikakhulu abe-National Constitutional Assembly leli libandla ke elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana uLove Mo Maduku. Umnumzana Maduku uthi hayi lokho kwenziwa i-ZBC ukuthi unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uyabe khuluma ongapheliyo ku-ZTV kumbe ku-ZBC kungani kwephula umthetho weZimbabwe. Uthi nxa bona befuna ukuthi imihlangano yabo ikhavwe i-ZBC kumbe ngamanye amaphepha ahambelana lalawa ahambelana lelizwe kungani kuyahlupha kakhulu. So ke ebesisithi ke kungangcono ukuthi kudingisise ukuthi kambe yena unkosikazi Grace Mugabe uyabhadala yini nxa ekhuluma kumabonakude khonapho ku-ZTV lokunye okutshiyeneyo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngalokhu njengoba lijale ukubukela khona ngapho kambe kuphuma kanganani njalo likubona njani. Yeah, as quick and
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, who is a member of parliament, a ZANU-PF member of parliament, and a veteran journalist in his own right. We are talking about none other than Honorable Kindness Paradza. Honorable Paradza, good evening.
Good evening there. How are you, Jonga?
We are and doing Gibbs. Great. It's Blessing and Gibbs. How are you doing?
I always Blessing and Gibbs. Fine. They are fine, yeah.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
So today, can you allow me to call you KP? You still remember that name?
Yeah, I still remember. You can do whatever.
So now, it seems as if, Honorable Paradza, there are some parties that are complaining, saying that, you know, the First Lady is getting some unfettered kind of, you know, access to the state-controlled media, especially the ZBC. What could be your reaction to that?
No. That is a wrong assumption altogether. The First Lady, she's making news. The First Lady makes news. As you know, in journalism, we say big names make news. So definitely she's making waves here in Zimbabwe because of her rallies. And it's not only the ZBC which is covering it, but the entire media industry in Zimbabwe, they are running after her. You can see that all wherever she goes, you have the independent media is also there. And she's headline here from all newspapers, from across media sector. So it's not only to say ZBC. No, that's wrong.
Asika vamwe vari kuti vaparadza izvo handizvo zvinofanira kunge zvichiitwa pamutemo nekuti mapato ose anopikisa anofanira kunge achipuwa mukana wakaenzana zvisingatarisi kuti wabuda mbamani.
Aiwa, mutemo uripo ndokuti kana takuenda kumaelection kumkusarudzo ndokunoshanda mutemo iwoyo wekuti ndai muno ipaiwo mukana kune vanokuvudza kuti vanzwisewo zvavari kutaura kwete pari zvino. Pari zvino kana vanokuvudza vasina chekutaura havana chekutaura. Pari zvino Mai Mugabe vane chekutaura. Ndi First Lady and ndi Secretary wemadzimai kuZANU-PF. Saka vari kuenda vachinoona madzimai avo vavanotungamirira kumaprovinces and pavari kuenda vachinoona madzimai avo vari kutaura zvinangwa zveZANU-PF. Zvinangwa zvezima asset zvinangwa zvavo ivo semutungamiriri wemadzimai kuti chii chavari kuda kuita semutungamiriri wemadzimai zvino ende kuno it makes news pari zvino zvino kana pane vamwe vari kuti zvinoko iye zvino mukadzi watsvangira kana mukadzi wamadhuku hapana zvari kuita hatisi kuda zvari kuita saka presi inovawanira kuti ngavaitoka zvavari kuita tione kuti tiverengewo.
Tinoti ndaparadza rambai makabata. I think we are being joined by two other guests. I think we have Mr. Madok Chivasa, the spokesperson for the National Constitutional Assembly, or NCA. Mr. Chivasa, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for bringing me to the program.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think we have our third guest. Who do we have?
We've got Mr. George Mkwananzi, who is the deputy spokesperson of the Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe.
Mr. Mkwananzi?
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
We are doing great.
Oh, yes. So,
let's start with you, Mr. Chivasa. Mr. Chivasa, you heard what Mr. Paradza said. He's essentially saying Mrs. Mugabe is making news. She is big news, and you cannot deny a media coverage.
Yeah, obviously, he's mistaken on that point. It's quite clear that there's not any news that the First Lady is making. If you listen to all the speeches that we've been listening to, you will find that you actually wonder to say that some of the words that come from your mouth, it can come from a person of high regard like a First Lady. So it's not true that she's the one who is making news. And if it is the case anyway, are they trying to then defend to say that she's the only person who is making news in Zimbabwe? It's quite clear that that has always been Zambia's strategy, to make sure that those who have got different views from them are not given coverage. And we've been seeing this for a long time now. And honestly, it will be misrepresenting facts if we say that the First Lady is saying anything that is probably essential or probably that can help this nation. We are yet to pick that. And I think, obviously, the Honorable Masoja is making news, is saying a significant thing. You must actually then elaborate to the listeners what is exactly the news that she's making. Some of us were finding nothing from what she's saying except divisive, words coming from her. We actually know that whenever she opens her mouth, she'll be attacking certain individuals who, to some of us, have actually tangible things that we can say. Joyce Mujuru, when she was vice president, she actually did a lot of things that we can actually then say are tangible, and we can point to those things. And we are yet to point to things that have been done by the First Lady which have benefited this nation.
Let's bring in Mr. Mkwananzi to be correct. It's the People's Democratic Party, PDP, the deputy spokesperson there. Okay, Gibbs?
Yeah, Baba Mkwananzi uzwile lapha ke kukhulunywa sibili kubandla ukuthi First Lady ke singathi uNkosikazi Grace Mugabe uyakhuluma ku-ZBC, uyakuyenza santando. Amanye amabandla nxa ukuthi acela ukuthi akwenze khonokho, bangazani ukuthiwa khokha phela muntu. So ungazani ukuyahlupha khonokho. Ungathini ngakhonokho, baba?
Okumele sikwamukele ukuthi uMrs. Grace Mugabe ulilunga lezanu. Ihambo zakhe ezula ebhoda nelizwe, uhamba esenza inhlelo zezanu. Yikho-ke uma imidia yonke ikakhulu leyo ephethwe nguhulumende o-ZBC namaphepha wonke under izimpapers emlandela enika izinkulumo zakhe ukuthi zithole ukusabalala sifike ebantwini, konke lokho sicabanga ukuthi yinto engaqondanga, ngoba lokhu kabakwenzi kwamanye amalunga amanye amabandla ikakhulu aphikisayo. Kumele sikwamukela kakhulu ukuthi nezinto azikhulumayo azakhi, azisakhi isizwe. Okuphuma emlonyeni wakhe utyefu ochithizayo, odilizayo, othukayo, ayikho into enhle. Siyazi ukuthi uke wakhuluma ngokuthi laba bantu abagqoka izigcebhezana okubenzwa badlwengulwe ukuthi bagqoka izigcebhezana. Yikho-ke konke lokhu akulona iqiniso. Uyakubona labantu abangama-activists aphethe lezo bayaphikisana naye. Ayikho into eyakhayo ephuma emlonyeni kaMrs. Grace Mugabe. Yikho-ke uma bezonikeza yena ithuba lokuthi akhulume asebenzise ama-platforms anjenge-ZBC, kumele lelo thuba liphiwe amalunga amanye amabandla nawo enze okufanayo, ukuze kube nokulinganisana.
Yeah, yeah. Just briefly, Mr. Mkhwanazi, you know, Mr. Palazzo was saying that the First Lady actually makes news, and she's actually the person that is being covered by many, you know, organizations. So at the end of the day, don't you think that is right there?
No, it's definitely not right, because, you know, she's not an individual. She's not a government official. She is a party holder, a party position holder in ZANU-PF. So if she is receiving this news coverage from, you know, the public media, including ZBC and the print media that is controlled by the government, it's unfair, because they are giving that to a party official who is not carrying out government work, but trying to promote the fortunes of the ruling party. And we are aware that in some of these meetings, they also take advantage of some of the material that has been brought into the country, caterers of countries that feel sorry for Zimbabwe's economic meltdown, and they take these agricultural implements and give them to her to donate to ZANU-PF members. But these are government assets that are supposed to be, you know, distributed to all Zimbabweans who deserve. So in this case, we must add that Mrs. Grace Mugabe is a very destructive figure in terms of the unity of the country. What is coming from her mouth is not constructive. She's spewing poison every time she opens her mouth. Then you would know that there's going to be some odor wafting across the country. You know, so she needs to be reined in. I think if there is a way of stopping her, she has to be stopped from continuing to create disunity.
Thank you.
You know, amongst the Zimbabweans.
Thank you so much.
For those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about complaints by the National Constitutional Assembly opposition party that national broadcaster, the public broadcasting station ZBC, is giving unfettered access to First Lady Grace Mugabe at the expense of other political parties. And our guests this evening, we have Honorable Kindness Paradza, or KP as he's popularly known, a veteran journalist and a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. We have NCA spokesperson Madok Chivasa, and we also have People's Democratic Party deputy spokesperson, Mr. George Mkhwananzi. Tine mutereri kutanga Gibbs Mkoma Wayne variku South Africa. Makadi Mkoma Wayne.
Tinofara zvese.
Aiwa, nyayari mudariro mainzwa Mkoma Wayne, tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya, pfungwa. Nyayari mudariro zvinongotoratidza kuti hey, vanhu ava vachiri serious neoppression, vari kuda kudzinyirira vanhu zvakanyanya. Nekuti mukaona kuti ZBC iskapi vamwe mukana vanozama kuti vasazwawo masaidi vamwe vanopikisawo. Because vanopikisa vanenge vachitaura chokwadi kuti vanhu vadzinyiriri ende vapambe pfuu. Tikaona mai Mugabe iwavo, tinovaziva kuti the property grabber imhuri imwe ine mapurazi anodarika 10 kuenda mberi, vamwe vachitoshaya. Saka havadi kuti vanopikisawo
vazvii
vanhu vakamira sei.
Mukoma Wayne,
taurai zvine masekisi. That's wrong, kids.
Taura
zvekutaurwa, taurai chaizvo chokwadi. Mai Mugabe havana mapurazi 10 kunyepa. Ngataurai vanhu vakateerera chokwadi. Vane purazi 1 yavakapiwa
kumazokana zvitauri. Saka
thank you.
Okay, Mkoma Wayne, kana tisina humbo ndo anonzi vanofungidzirwa kuti kana kuti ma allegations ndo zvinoitwa pa kuburitsa nhau.
Okay,
manzwa zvataurwa navaparadzi.
ZBC inofanira kupawa mukana vanhu vakawanda, because Zimbabwe haisi yemhuri imwe yamai Mugabe iona nezanu-PF. Because vazhinji vatori muZimbabwe isusu hatitombovhoteri zanu-PF iona upenyu hwedu, and ZBC takasogumisira kuiteerera kuma early 2000 payakatanga propaganda kungomirira zvanhu basi saka unless vazochinja kuti vakutora masaidhi ese hatinonga tofambira pamwepo asi tiri kundoona kuti zvongobudisa kudziviri zvichara enderera mberi havadi kuchinja vanhu ava vanongofunga kuti havana vezimbabwe izvano basi sematractor ari kupa avo havafaniri kunga vachiendera kumazanu PF rallies haifanira kungoti zvinhu zvenyika zvisinei nebato because vanhu vazhinji hatisi vezanu PF saka zviro zvinongotitaridza kuti e Zimbabwe ichiri pakaoma ichindori paudzinyiriri and nedictatorship yezanu because mai Mugabe munozwa vachiti vamugabe vachatonga vari pawheelchair kutora Zimbabwe haina here vamwe vanokona kutonga vanhu vakawanda vanotoda kutonga nyika vanokona infect vetinotovhotera sana vamugere tsvangira yava tinovhotera every election tichingoona kuti vadirwa vanhu vaurayiwa kwaita noise so zvino zvirikungobudisa udzinyi dictatorship infect because dai vachitombotaura kuti toda isawa mareform kumedia ikoko kuti vemapato vanga vapi vanga vachitaurawo zvakafanana so havasati vada vanongoda kuti zvavo zvezanu vachinyepera vanhu zvafanira nekuti vanofamba vachiti nyika iri pamasanctions kuyo wezanu uri ipapo ngavambotitaurirawo kuti Zimbabwe yakakweretesa nyika dzekumadokero eri mari yozokorera kupuwa kana ndivo vanotokwereta kuna ana World Bank havadzoseri zvikwereti so zvavanonga vachida kungonyepa vazbc nyika iri pamasanctions yeti ndivo vanoenda kokwereta vabhadhare zvikwereti voita corruption vouraya nyika so tinongoti yeshi apo ngavaise vanhu vese kuti vanhu vangoziva chokwadi asi vanhu vari kuziva tinotenda mstudio 7
aiwa tinotenda
muri kubatsira
so
vanhu vezanu ngavasatombofazwa vachiti vanhu hatizivi tinoziva zvese saka mai Mugabe zvavari kuita marallies tinowhere and hazvibatsiri nyika izvo uri because vanhu vari muofisi vanokondrora zanu yacho inokondrora cabinet parliament so ngavaimplimende mapolicies anoti nyika iendere mberi ngavaimplimende mamedia reforms noti kufamba vachitukatuka vanhu zvavanoita izvo ngavaite zvinhu ngavaimplimende mapolicies mumaofices noti kumarallies kana vasina zvekuita ngavadzose nyika kuvanhu
okaytinotendamkoma wayne
aita henyu
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wayne I think you heard what Wayne is saying there is complaining of the alleged bias and he's saying the government officials must spend more time implementing policies not spending time at rallies. Gibbs,
let's get a reaction from Honorable Paraza. Honorable Paraza, what's your reaction to what our caller was saying?
Let me correct one thing. The first lady, she does not own 10 farms. That's wrong. She has one big farm, very mechanized, Kushungo Holdings, where she is right now involved in dairy products and so forth, and people are happy, the market is happy. So I just wanted to correct that. Then the other issue, let me be very clear with you. The press goes to where news is. They don't just go away. Because they're in the business of making news. And they don't create news. People make news. So they go to where the first lady is holding her rallies. And wherever she goes, the first lady, apart from meeting ZANU-PF members, she also talks about Zuma assets. And she explains what is in the Zim asset documents for our people to understand. So those people who don't have something to say, they have nothing to say. The press will never go there. So it's not correct to say she is now controlling the airspace, the airways. Let me give you an example. Some 2 weeks ago, day in and day out, the daily news here in Zimbabwe was leading with the story about the first lady. The first lady said that. One week. So the news day, another newspaper here in Zimbabwe, same thing.
So, but these are not government controlled. These are privately owned newspapers. But they are leading with the stories from the first line. And let me tell you, not only that, international press, they are now following it wherever the first lady goes.
Uh-huh.
And let me also correct one thing. The first lady is not dishing out structures.
Uh-huh.
What is happening is that government has identified irrigation schemes where some of these irrigation schemes, they are now sort of in a bad shape and so forth. So she goes there. These tractors are being distributed by the Ministry of Agriculture. But what they do is that they take advantage of a rally and say, First Lady, can you please hand over these to the beneficiaries? She is not at the tractors to her farm. She is giving these tractors to the beneficiary of irrigation schemes. Let me also give you another example. This is not only going to ZANU-PF members. She was in Binga. Huh? Mm-hmm. Binga to a constituency which is controlled by the MDC. And she handed over foodstuffs to the people who voted against President Mugabe, to the people who voted for Morgan Tsvangirai. So you cannot then blame me. Please understand, Dr. Grace Mugabe is the first lady of this country. She is also the secretary for the Women's League of ZANU-PF, which is the ruling party. So if the MDC or NCA or Mrs. Maduku, let me repeat this, can Mrs. Maduku, she is free to call for a press conference to say whatever she wants to say. Mrs. Tsvangirai is also free. The head of the Democratic Party, I don't know who is the leader of the Democratic Party, but his wife is also free to call a press conference and express her views.
Honorable Baraza.
This is about business. News is business.
Mm-hmm. Let's bring Mr. Mkwananzi to respond to that, to what you are saying. Mr. Mkwananzi, go ahead.
That is obviously equivocating there. He must not present the case of Mrs. Grace Mugabe as if she is some darling of the press and they follow her even without a bidding. It's not like they have a choice. Can you imagine if she were to go out there and hold her rallies, do all those things, and the media, including the government-controlled ones, decide to boycott or not to cover her? There would be dire consequences. So we must not, prevaricate on that one. We know they don't have a choice. They are forced to do that. About going to Binga and other places that are controlled by the opposition to do all this charity work and so on. Again, it is not that she is charitable. She is buying votes there. She is trying to make inroads in areas that are controlled by the opposition so that when the elections come, these people could gravitate towards ZANU-PF. So we must understand all this gallivanting by the First Lady in the context of an aged president who has lost
fire.
The energy to go around to do campaign,
Mr.
and
Mkwananzi,
she is going in to fill that vacuum.
Mr.
And
Mkwananzi, please
the
hold a bit and
so
we'll come back to you.
Then
Honorable Paraza, please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Chivasa, please do stay on the line. Gibbs, you have a caller?
Yes, don't lose again.
For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.